This is KERA. I'm Sam Baker. In this edition of our series, Vital Signs, Head and Neck Cancer. About 50,000 people are diagnosed with some form of it each year, most often older men. But research indicates an increase among younger people, partly because of a rise in cases of the HPV virus. I talked about this with Dr. Teresa Chan-Levino with Parkland Hospital and UT Southwestern Medical Center. Tell me briefly about oral head and neck cancer and the impact it has on a person with those diseases.
Sure. We're talking about squamous cell cancer. So that's cancer that affects the lining cells of the mouth, the nose, the throat. And people will present with a small mass, a little white patch, some pain, or sometimes something larger. And that obviously affects their swallowing, their talking, their breathing sometimes. And you need to either have surgery, radiation, or chemotherapy, or some combination thereof.
Are there good recovery rates from those cancers? Or
it depends on so many things. How early it's detected, whether it's spread elsewhere, some of the underlying behavior of the cancer, or an early cancer, early detected, can certainly be cured often by one modality like surgery. And there's a lot of minimally invasive things we can do nowadays, like robotic surgery, CyberKnife, that's a kind of targeted radiation. All those are options, but if you catch it early.
Usually this is found in older people, but there's an increase in younger people, and this may have to do with the HPV or the human papilloma virus.
Exactly. Smoking and then alcohol have been the biggest risk factors for cancer, and they still remain the biggest risk factors. But as smoking has sort of lost favor and decreased in our society a bit, HPV has certainly come out in the last 10 years as something that's more of a risk factor. You can see probably 70% of oral pharyngeal cancers, which is tonsil and base of tongue cancers, have some HPV relationship to them.
What is it that HPV does to bring this about?
It probably affects the DNA of the cells, of those surface cells that it infects, and causes them to stop regulating their reproduction so that they don't have any signal to stop reproducing. And that's what a cancer is. Essentially, a cancer is something that grows indefinitely.
But how exactly is this connected to younger people?
You know, we all probably get exposed to HPV in our early sexual experiences. It doesn't necessarily manifest at that time, but we do see them younger in the sort of 30s, 40s, maybe early 50s, whereas the smoking-related cancers we're seeing later, more 50s, 60s. And so that's why you've seen that younger preponderance.
There was a big controversy in Texas about the vaccine for HPV. Is this a reason for the vaccine?
So it is not yet a CDC recommendation or approved reason to get the Gardasil vaccine. We don't know yet how the Gardasil vaccine will impact the rate of HPV-related oral pharyngeal cancers, but we do extrapolate, because HPV-16 is in that it would be protective, and we would see over time a decrease in that rate. So as head and neck surgeons, we do recommend that people get vaccinated at the time in their early adolescence, at a time before they're exposed. Obviously, it doesn't help you once you have an HPV-related cancer because you've already been exposed.
Alcohol and tobacco use, though, tend to be the main causes leading to...
Yeah, still 80% of cancers all in the head and neck. And we're talking about all cancers, you know, lip cancers, tongue cancers, tonsil cancers, throat cancers, or voice box cancers come from smoking.
These cancers usually strike older people at later stages of the disease, though?
Well, they probably present in many people at late stages of the disease because people neglect the symptoms. A lot of symptoms mimic each other. You could have a tonsillitis that presents with pain, but you could also have a tonsil cancer that presents with pain, and very similar. And so if you have some symptom that's lingering for, you know, 3 or 4 weeks, it's certainly something you need to go and get checked out from your doctor. If you see, you know, a white patch when you're brushing your teeth, or you have pain that lingers, you should certainly come and get it checked out.
Other symptoms to watch for?
Difficulty swallowing, hoarseness.
How would a person minimize the risk?
For head and neck cancers?
Yes.
By far and away, the biggest risk factor is tobacco exposure and then alcohol exposure. So quitting those. Secondarily, you know, HPV is kind of ubiquitous. It's around 80% of us have been exposed to it by the time we are adults. If you know you have HPV, you might want to have a discussion with if you have a new partner. If you have an old partner, you guys have probably shared some of those same viruses already.
Dr. Chan-Levino, thank you for being with me.
Thank you for having me.